A boat beneath a sunny sky, lingering onward dreamily, in an evening of July.
My sister has always been curious. To be honest, a little too curious to allow, although she seemingly never much concerned with the consequences that come from such a voracious appetite for the unknown. To be completely fair, however, she's not much concerned with anything at all. I, on the other hand, am always concerned. I carefully calculate evidence and information, each in equal estimation, adjusting for my own bias, ostensibly objective, positioning pitfalls and possibilities before committing to any action. I'd like to say I do so with complete calm and composure, lest you imagine me a hapless hurricane of obsession. Even still, in spite of my best efforts, I typically remain unconvinced in the absolute nature of my decisions, and continuously re-evaluate the foils and wrinkles, snags and stitches, firmly fixed forever in pursuit of what is proper. I have no whims or wants, that is to say, a personal position I prefer, among the myriad means I can, but rather aim only to capture, carefully, some form of clarity on what I should. As the eldest especially, I seek to set a satisfactory example for my siblings. And how would I guide reliably, but not for carrying a compass? Therein lies my lament. I have been deficient in developing a dependable instinct. Positively paralyzed from always analyzing, I consume copious copies of every book bought and bound by the local shops, and Father's study is full, fit to burst with a bevy of authors, Bacon to Babbage, Abelard to Aristotle, and anything alike therein. I want for nothing in instances of intellectual inquiry. What I lack, long for, is direction. I crave a cornerstone, no, a foundation so firmly fettered as to guide, a steadfast weight to magnetize and provide the guidance I sorely sought for my surly sister. To this end, I write, welcoming any wonder or inspiration, anything at all. We have, my sister and I, left the grounds to lay under, ultimately, umbrellas of hanging shade from the largest tree near the meadow, below Mother's rose bushes. I've brought a basket full of baked goods and books for reading near the bank, as it's the ideal location for lounging and leaving your cares behind. The heat is horrible, however, though picking daisies was never our purpose. I've hid our purpose partially by not planning, put succinctly, but also to ensure, unequivocally, that my sister join me. As I've said, she's not much a fan of parchment without pictures, but a flower crown could carry her anywhere.
Thanks for listening to this preview of Phantomwise. Phantomwise will be coming to podcatchers everywhere on June 28th. Phantomwise stars Beth Crane, Beth Eyre, Jordan Adika, and Fiona Thrale. Dialogue editing and placement was done by Gabriel Alvarez. Score composed by Adam Raimonda. Phantomwise was written and produced by me, A.R. Livieri, and directed and executive produced by P.J. Scott Blankenship, based on the work of Lewis Carroll. You can find out more at phantomwisepod.com or our Twitter at phantomwisepod. If you enjoy our show, consider checking out our sister series, Hit the Bricks, a musical radio play based on the Oz books starring Michelle Agresti. You can listen to Hit the Bricks on any podcatcher or by going to hitthebricks.com. Thanks again.